Ojalá se te acabe la mirada constante, la palabra precisa, la sonrisa perfecta.
Silvio Rodriguez, he's one of those singers in Cuba who has been a stalwart supporter of Castro's regime. Over the past few years, he's played in practically every neglected neighborhood across the island to take his songs to the people, conciertos de barrio, or barrio shows. And this weekend, he sang in Havana, in a spotlight in the shadow of the Estado Latinoamericano. That is that city's version of Yankee Stadium. Silvio's concerts often carry a political overtone, but no one was ready for the surprise a singer-songwriter had in store on Saturday. We'll tell you about that surprise in a moment. But first, we've got reporter Marissa Neff. She was at the concert. Tell us, first of all, Marissa, who is Silvio Rodriguez for the Cuban people? What does he mean to them?
Well, Silvio is often referred to as the Bob Dylan of Cuba. And in the 60s and 70s, he became a leader in the Nueva Trova movement, or New Song. And he became popular across Latin America. People all over love his songs. And one of the things that's really interesting about him is that, unlike his counterparts in other parts of the region, like Victor Jara in Chile, or Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil in Brazil, who were rallying against right-wing regimes, he's always supported the goals of the Cuban Revolution.
I suppose that means that Cubans who don't like the Castros don't really like Silvio Rodriguez. Is that kind of reflected when you go to Silvio Rodriguez's show?
Yeah, I mean, the people who were at the concert were generally diehard lefties and people who still support the aims of the Cuban Revolution, warts and all.
Yeah, so what was the scene like at that show?
Ah, Marco, it was amazing. I mean, it was a gorgeous night here in Havana. It was warm. It was right after a frente frio, or a cold snap, which had many Cubans complaining. So everyone was in a good mood. And most of the folks at the show either came from the surrounding neighborhood of Cerro, which is pretty far off the beaten tourist path, or, like I said, were diehard Silvio Rodriguez fans. And at a certain point during the sound check, there was this commotion right by the stage.
Right. Now, I said there were some very special guests at that Silvio Rodriguez show. Here is Silvio Rodriguez introducing those guests. Let's hear what that commotion was about. So that applause, we heard Silvio Rodriguez introducing those cinco hermanos, five brothers. Those are the Cuban Five, the men charged and convicted of spying on Cuban-American interest groups in Miami. They all served time in U.S. prisons, and two were released earlier, and then three more came out last week as part of the deal to get American Alan Gross out of Cuban prison. Is this the first time the Cuban Five were together in public since that deal last week?
It was the first time that they were in public. I mean, they've appeared on TV and on the cover of the main newspapers here, but yes, it was the first time that they were shown, that they came out in public.
Wow, so Cubans must have been pretty stoked. They got a Silvio Rodriguez concert, and they got to see these five men out of jail for the first time. What were people saying at the concert?
Oh, I mean, people were just, I mean, they were couldn't have been more excited, and it was just, I mean, they were chanting along with the guys. The guys, they actually came up onto the stage and talked about their experience being in jail, and it got really solemn at that moment. People were very quiet. No one was talking in the audience at that point. But then they kind of led people through some revolutionary chants, and people were just thrilled to have them there.
Yeah, and they also sang a few choruses with Silvio Rodriguez, the Cuban Five, a song called Necio. What is the significance of that?
Most of Silvio's songs are quite layered and, you know, full of metaphors, but El Necio, which translates to mean the fool, it's kind of about a Don Quixote-esque figure, kind of a foolish, romantic warrior who's holding on to his ideals, and I think that's why it had such resonance in welcoming back Cuba's five heroes.
Marissa Neff at the Hotel Nacional in Havana, thanks very much for catching us up on this.
Thanks, Marco.